Lauren Jones is a Penguin Foundation officer with the Penguin Foundation at Phillip Island. And recently, there's been a move afoot to place a small jumper over the beautiful tuxedo of the penguin. Good evening, Lauren.
Good evening, David.
Why would we be covering such a natty tuxedo with a piece of knitwear?
So the purpose of little penguin rehabilitation jumpers is for use in the event of an oil spill. So if a little penguin becomes oiled out at sea or on shore, the Phillip Island Nature Park's Wildlife Clinic staff will rescue that penguin and they'll take it back to the wildlife clinic. But before it can be washed, because there's often multiple penguins that are oil affected, a little penguin jumper is placed over the penguin and that's to protect it from preening the sticky toxic oil from their feathers and ingesting it, which can kill them, before they can be washed clean and then rehabilitated at the wildlife clinic.
So do these little jumpers come with a boat neck?
No, so they're a very specific design. We need them to be able to fit just right on the penguin. They need to be quite snug around the body and that protects their delicate feathers. And they need to be quite firm around the neck and the base and that stops their beaks getting caught or their claws getting caught in the jumpers, which is obviously much safer for them. So they can hang out in the jumpers for a little while until they can be washed clean.
So where can people get the design for the jumpers?
Yeah, so the pattern for the penguin jumpers is available on the Penguin Foundation website, which is penguinfoundation.org.au. What we've found happens is people love the idea about these little penguin jumpers so much and they get really creative. And we've received many thousands of penguin jumpers that are amazing colours, but they're often also the wrong shape or size, or they come with embellishments like bow ties for their tuxedos or buttons, which are very cute. But unfortunately, we can't use these for little penguin rehabilitation. But we are able to use these as to fundraise. So we sell them on Little Penguin Toys, which raises money for the Penguin Foundation and Little Penguin Conservation on Phillip Island. So while we're asking people out there, keen knitters out there, to knit us the rehabilitation jumpers that we can use in the event of an oil spill, if they do feel like getting particularly crafty, they're more than welcome to knit some colourful creations and send them in to us as well.
I'd imagine that saffron this year would be, that was certainly all the craze last year.
What sort of mustard.
But you did mention embellishment, so buttons are definitely no-no.
Yeah, for the jumpers for rehabilitation, they are on the penguins for a short time, but penguins, particularly when they're oiled, they're not going to be feeling very comfortable or in their natural state. So we want to make sure that there's nothing on the jumpers that can impact them negatively and a button could be picked off. So yes, while they look very cute and we can use these to raise money, it is really important that if people would like to knit a rehabilitation jumper that they follow the pattern and the instructions that we've got available.